Zondervan presents Hostage in Havana, Book One in the Cuban Trilogy by Noel Hind, read by Dick Hill. For Patricia. Havana traps you. A Cuban woman seems to walk on air, not on the pavement. A Cuban man, the same. We are gifted with fleeting happiness. We don't expect a death or an accident either. That's why people are so emotional and cry and shout and stamp their feet if something happens that isn't part of the daily routine. Cuban novelist Miguel Barnett, Rachel's Song. Part 1. Chapter 1. Alexandra Laduca stood in the elevator with Andrew DeSalvo. She used the time to collect her thoughts, prepare her words, and set her shoulders squarely. This wasn't her first press conference, but it would be her most important. The trip was 13 floors down from the 57th floor to the 44th floor of a Manhattan skyscraper at Duane and Wall Street, and its expansive chamber used for press conferences. She checked her reflection in the mirror above the brass buttons of the elevator's controls. What she saw was a woman who was fit, strong, and 30 years old. Her makeup was fine, her hair was loose to her shoulders, and she looked good. She wore a navy Chanel suit, a white silk blouse, and sensible pumps. The elevator continued its descent. 50, 49, 48. 13 flights. The unlucky number if one paid any attention to such things. 47, 46. Almost there. She drew a breath and...